listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The backyard of a North Perth home is being searched by police in the hope of solving a 28-year mystery. They're looking for the remains of Nicola LaFauci, who vanished without a trace in 1992. Just last week, police offered a $500,000 reward for information. Nurses are again being told to accept the current offer for better pay and patient ratios. At this stage, there are no known plans for another strike after Friday's demonstration, while Premier Mark McGowan has hit back at suggestions from the Australian Nursing Federation that their wage request would only cost $36 million.
They're wrong. Look, if we go to what they're asking for, it flows across the workforce, and that's at least another $2 billion the taxpayers have to meet.
The Nationals won't support the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Leader David Littleproud says they won't back it when it's put to a referendum, saying he doesn't believe it'll close the gap. In sport, the Aussie Test squad has trained at the Wacker ahead of the first test at Perth Stadium on Wednesday. Cameron Green says he's feeling good ahead of the match and it's good to be training at a familiar venue.
It's always nice to get back there, obviously, for three big training days before the test summer, so it's a great place to start.
And Fremantle recruit Luke Jackson has joined the other first to fourth year players for the start of pre-season training, while Caleb Sarong and Neil Erasmus have performed well in the time trials.